Adams.
Here.
Adam Lee.
Here.
Fusion. Fusion. Fusion.
He's sick.
Afternoons hit different.
With DJ Fusion.
On 93.1. Champs.
The North Carolina rapper DaBaby dropped his next album, Baby I'm Baby 2, which, you know, for me, it was kind of a big surprise. Like, I didn't know it was coming, didn't know it was going to be out there. And I work in the music industry, so, you know, you think we kind of see that coming? But nah, man, he releases an album with no promo, no notice, and it only sells 16,000 units on a rollout.
No marketing, no advertisement. You can expect for it to sell like that.
Nah, his first album, Blame It On Baby, sold 124,000 units in its first week in April.
That's the question. Did we know it was coming?
I think we did. With Baby On Baby 2, like, there was nothing, and then it was there. And, you know, with selling 16,000 units, I think the official number was 17,200 units sold. The estimate was like 16,000, but he had 17,000 units on the first week, and he's saying that he's been blackballed. But do you think DaBaby's been blackballed by the industry?
The way I see it is, it could go both ways. I'm feeling a little two-sided about this one. I can understand where DaBaby is coming from, because, you know, when you're making the industry, when you're putting a lot of pressure on the industry, you know, they don't want to get canceled. They don't want to look bad. Obviously, it's got to be something as I would consider a punishment, you know, instead of a comeback. On the other hand, come on, DaBaby. You gotta promote this, man. The only person I know can pull something off like that is Kanye West. And most of his stuff we knew about.
And even him, though, like, we saw some really varied album sales between those projects and his highs and lows. Absolutely. And disappointments. I think if DaBaby had spent any time, you know, in the last 60 or 90 days, like, you know, spreading word about this, not only would he be in a better situation, but his label Interscope.
Absolutely.
Because totally his Interscope didn't promote this either. Like, I don't think they even knew that it was coming. I think DaBaby just sprung it on the label and was like, Baby on Baby 2, let's go.
I think this is something that a lot of new, I'm not going to say new artists, but I think a lot of artists that's been in the game for a while, they're trying to push for something. Let's see how the crowd reacts to me just putting something out here. You know, let's see how it goes.
Not everybody can be Champagne Poppy.
Nobody.
And just put that out. No notice.
So we need a notice. You know what I'm saying? We need marketing. We need everybody to be on the same page. You can't pump this out and expect to get over 100,000 sales. It don't work like that.
I mean, especially after the year he's had, you know, between the comments at Rolling Loud being, you know, semi-canceled a little bit, you know, like, you know, didn't last super long. But I think, you know, artist Russ said it best. He made a couple comments about this, and he's like, you know, in 2022, 2023, you can't be blackballed in this industry if you still have internet, you still have Wi-Fi, and you still have social media.
And that's why I say what I say, because you got the power. You have the power to put your work out there. You have the power to put this art out there. I mean, you can't really push it on the industry. You got millions of dollars. Everyone know who you are nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to take control of who knows about your music, who listens to your music. You have the power over all of that. And if you're not putting it out there as something that we can all, you know, listen to, or something that we can all, you know, hear about before it drops, then we won't know about it. That's why they make commercials for the hottest cereal, because if they just put it in Walmart, people wouldn't know about it unless somebody posted on TikTok. So you gotta have those commercials air before everybody go to the store to get the cereal. It's the same thing with DaBaby. You gotta put the music out there. He was doing very well at promoting all his music before. I don't know what changed in between, but DaBaby can do better than this, man.
Fame makes you lazy, man. You know, you get that attention, you get that fame, you don't feel like you don't have to follow through as hard as you used to. And this time it shows. You know, Blame It On Baby debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 charts after selling 124,000 units in its first week. Baby On Baby 2 debuts at number 24, only selling 17,200 units. And, you know, I gotta say, it's not a good look for Baby, but at the same time, man, do it the right way. Don't be half-assed.
Don't do it half-assed. You gotta follow up with yourself. You gotta believe in your music. You gotta keep pushing. And, you know, the biggest thing in the industry right now is you gotta take the credit for your mess-ups, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a mistake, you gotta go out and fix it. You can't put it on anybody else.
Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Mad Town's 93.1. Champs.
1,700 environmental activists have been murdered in the last decade.
On the bright side, their remains were composted.
The CDC no longer requires masking in healthcare facilities.
But some doctors may still hide their faces when they want to rob you with their bill.
Poland demanded $1.3 trillion in reparations from Germany for damage caused in World War II.
I bet they did not see that coming.
Jeffrey Dahmer's prison Bible's for sale. It's a normal Bible, except that the 10th commandment reads just a little bit slightly different.
It reads, "Thou shalt not consume thy neighbor's wife."
Elon Musk has changed his mind, and now he wants to buy Twitter for his original $44 billion offer. Something Musk hasn't changed his mind about purchasing.
Condoms.
President Biden reportedly plans to run for a second term in 2024.
He's so serious that he's already working on his concession speech.
Hilaria Baldwin posted a photo with all seven of her kids.
Alec took the picture because we all know he's a perfect shot.
Following his breakup with Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson has reportedly removed his "My Girl is a Lawyer" tattoo.
Unfortunately, at least one thing he received during the relationship will be with him forever.
Pete Davidson in a new Taco Bell ad.
Anyone else find it ironic that the guy who dated Kim Kardashian wants us to think outside the bun?
Snoop Dogg's working on a follow-up album to Doggy Style. He's calling it Missionary.
I guess that's better than Reverse Cowgirl or Pile Driver.
Velma has been officially confirmed to be a lesbian in the new animated Scooby-Doo movie.
Although in my dreams, she and Daphne will forever be bi.
Not Headline News.
With DJ Fusion. Weekdays just after 5:30 on Mad Town's 93.1.
Jams. Got my man Ray Moore in the building. What's good, bro?
What's up, bro? I'm in the building. Good to hear from you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, man. Great to have you on the show this week, you know, and I'm really excited to see what's going to come from Jewels and Chief Keef coming out the studio. Now, you know, I'm not really a big Chief Keef fan, but I've always respected Jewels, but to see the two of them come together, man, and especially under these circumstances, I think this is going to be a big move.
To see this link up, man, it's really epic, man. These two people, rappers we haven't heard from in a while, and for them to link up, I'm pretty sure everybody is ready to hear what they got to offer. I can't wait for it, man. I know it's gonna be fire though.
I know it's gonna be super flame, man. Rolling Loud New York happened this last weekend, and you know they were trying to shut down the drill rappers. They were trying to ban the drill rappers from Rolling Loud New York. So I'm kind of glad that Chief Keef still got to perform and got to do his thing, and that kind of is what enabled these two to get in the studio this weekend and make some heat that I'm sure we're gonna get our hands on somewhere in the next month.
Oh yeah, you know it, man. It's also kind of funny that I find that they try to ban the drill rap, but that's the creator of it right there, you know.
Right.
That's, you know, headlining is Rolling Loud. I'm pretty sure it was fire. And I know for a fact that everybody that was out there could relate to it. Because, come on, man, it's Chief Keef, you know.
Hey, man, you know, Jewel's been giving Chief Keef flowers for a minute. The 2012 album, Finally Rich, you know, about 5 years after it was put out, Jewel's went up on social media. And you know, he's like, I could be wrong, but for the current generation, I think Chief Keef the GOAT. And, you know, I mean, I can't say that I necessarily agree, but I don't disagree.
You know, honestly, I feel the same way. It's a mutual feeling. I can't say I don't disagree with that, but I will say this.
He ain't my cup of tea, but he hot in the streets.
Chief Keef hot though. You know, his music, you know, back then is still relevant now. You know, everywhere we go, we hear it. You know, people love it. They love that drill style. They just love, you know, what he has to bring to the table. So because he hasn't been out in a while, now this new link up with Joel Santana is going to be epic, because they, like, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody's thinking the same thing. Is this a comeback?
Yeah, you know, probably is, man. For Chief Keef, this is a good time for him to come back, I think, too, man. I think it's a great time for him to come back.
I'm excited for it. I'm hoping you're excited for it. I know everybody else is excited for it, because social media been blowing up all over this.
I can't wait to see what Joel's and Chief Keef cook up.
In dark times, when gas prices are high and Chick-fil-A still ain't open on Sundays,
selfish bastards.
This is your
ray of light with comedian
Ray Moore.
Ray Moore. Ray Moore. Ray Moore.
You know you did something petty when you get banned from Instagram. Violence and nudity is not acceptable. It's not fun for anyone, so they say. But I mean, if your forehead just happened to look like a booty, you've been lied to your whole life. What used to be a nip slip is now a thirst trap. But the camel toe pictures, nah, that's just too much. Using that PPP loan money to flex on IG, you know Big Brother is always watching you. Tell Gunna and Thug I said what's up. Man boobs, not everyone has a six pack. If you don't have a flat stomach, don't be taking your shirt off on Instagram. Man boobs don't qualify as a dad bod. When it comes to doing it for the gram, sometimes you just gotta hit the brakes.
This is your Real Life with Ray Moore.
And I'm out.
Real Life. Ray of Light.
Weekdays. Just after 3:30.
On 93.1. Jams.